If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Thanks to YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins for support of the show weekly, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Every week at this time, it's What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. He's our resident toxicologist with the interesting stories in his field this week. Typically, I don't let Dr. Mike do anything, but I invite Dr. Mike to pick the most interesting story he'd like Gary to cover first, but not today, because I'm going to pick it. Gary, there's a new study that shows energy drinks and liquor mean more drinking. Tell me more.
Well, this shouldn't come as a shock. And, of course, alcohol is toxic. So when you binge drink, when you get alcohol poisoning, you know, that's a concern to toxicologists. Young people, 18 to 30, were studied. 75 of them were given, get this, you know, I don't think they had trouble getting people to sign up for this story, because they were offered a double shot of vodka, some fruit in it, fruit juice in it, and then either some soda water as chaser or energy drink. And they surveyed these people before they started drinking, whether they wanted to have a drink or not, and then they surveyed them after the drink. And universally, after you had one, everybody wanted to have another one, so they got in the mood, and that's kind of like the priming effect of alcohol, and that's not surprising. But those that had the energy drink instead of the soda water chaser, those with the energy drink had significantly higher desire to come on, let's get on with it and have more drinks. The concern is a number of fold in terms of excessive alcohol drinking with energy drinks, that your energy level will stay higher, you'll be able to party longer, the sort of the sedative effects of alcohol won't set in quite as readily, and people won't feel drowsy and will want to continue drinking. Number one, and number two, this priming effect seems to be more prominent based upon this study and a study that preceded it. So not a good combination. I think young people should really be warned about overuse of alcohol, number one. And number two, the combination of caffeine and sugar and energy drinks combined with alcohol will, in some people, lead to over-drinking, alcoholism, binge drinking, et cetera. So it is a relatively new party combination out there. We should all, us toxicologists, parents, et cetera, be aware of.
Mixing energy drinks and liquor, that doesn't happen very often, right, Gary?
Oh, no, I'm sure it does. No, and, you know, we don't need more energy so we can sit around and drink more. I could see people justifying energy drinks to study harder or, you know, where... later in the afternoon, but even that's questionable. But to take an energy drink so you can drink more, I don't think so.
What's the deal on that little bottle of 5-Hour Energy? What do you know about that?
You know, there haven't been that many cases of toxic side effects. A couple of cases where kids have loaded up with that kind of, you know, I don't want to go after one particular brand versus another, but where it can lead to palpitations. The heart gets overstimulated.
Okay. That's the first story this week. I had an interesting. Go ahead, Mike.
Let's go, Gary, to the one on Toledo's water supply and what that means to the Great Lakes and the rest of the water supply in the Northeast.
This is one of those holy Toledo stories, and I don't say that lightly because this is about Toledo, Ohio's water supply in the counties of Lucas and Fulton and another county in northwestern Ohio. 400,000 people today were told, do not drink your water. This is a major public health emergency because if people cannot drink the water or cannot use the water for very much, that means restaurants have to close, a lot of businesses have to close, schools cannot function. If on Monday, whatever schools there are in the summer, like day camps, wouldn't be able to open without potable water. So this is, you know, the governor has brought in the National Guard to try to get bottled water everywhere as it needs to go. The problem is a blue-green algae. It's actually a cyanobacterium, but it's called blue-green algae, that can bloom in the summertime in waterways. And this, is, we believe, is coming from Lake Erie's influence on this drinking water supply. So surface water supplies can get algal blooms. And not all algal blooms are particularly worrisome, but this, in this particular case, they were sampling for what's called microcystin, which is a bacterial toxin. It attacks the liver and can cause GI distress, nausea, vomiting, neurological damage, and liver damage. So the levels were above what's considered to be a safe level. In the water this time of the year, you do expect to find trace levels, which are not typically a problem, but these levels were elevated. And so Toledo got the word out, shut down this water supply for 400,000 people based upon a blue-green algae. The solution to it is that they're going to have to wait for rain or for this algal bloom to pass. Algae bloom under just the exact right environmental conditions of temperature and water conditions, water chemistry, which will probably pass in a few days. So nature will take care of it. But in the meantime, you've got too much microcystin, a liver toxin, that could be going to 400,000 people. I know some of the water supplies there are trying to find alternative sources of water to get the plumbing back up for these people.
But Gary, would this be a
major news story?
Would this be throughout Lake Erie? In other words, Cleveland and Youngstown and even Akron get their water from Lake Erie, or is it just the specific taking it right from the top where these algal blooms are, and it won't affect the rest of the water in Lake Erie?
Yeah, no, believe me, water supplies all around the lake are testing and this time of the year, and they're not finding it. So the fact that it turned up in Toledo relative to an algal bloom specific to a local part of the lake does not mean that everybody around the lake has to worry about their water. But certainly people in Toledo do. So unfortunately, there's nothing water supplies or environmental officials can do to hold down algal blooms, except this is a nutrient density problem. So people putting fertilizers on their lawns realize that about 80 to 90% of it drains into things like Lake Erie, and only 10% goes into the grass. So overuse of fertilizers is one thing we as local residents can do to try to make sure we don't contribute to algal blooms and bad water.
Let's fit this one in before we have to go to the break in about 90 seconds. A childhood brain cancer has been linked to a father's solvent exposure. What's the solvent?
Well, it was a general survey of occupational exposure to a variety of different things like benzene and trichloroethylene, so chlorinated solvents, general petroleum like hydrocarbon solvents, a variety of different industries. And the thing that we usually think about with brain cancer or any kind of childhood disease is coming from the mom's side. So we really carefully want to protect the 9 months of pregnancy, and even for some chemicals before you know you're pregnant, because of the long half-life of certain chemicals. These solvents have short half-lives. We usually don't think of them as being transmitted as damage from the father's side, but obviously this means if these results hold up, that you can get damage to the sperm, the DNA in the sperm, and that could possibly lead to increased rate of brain cancer, which is fairly high in children. The rates of brain cancer in children is a concern. The levels are somewhat high at that age group, so it is an ongoing thing that needs further study.
He's a great part of the show weekly. It's called What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. His website just as fabulous, whatstoxic.com. Bottom of the hour break coming up, then we'll run through more of the top medical stories of the week. Depression has been linked to faster cognitive decline in old age. And some other interesting stuff. Five a day keeps the doctor away. What are those five? Dr. Michael Tellis coming up. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royson on Radio MD. Stay well.